Greetings from Dragonfly Cottage. It's Maitri again, and it's about 5 p.m. I did record earlier in the day, and I don't know what happened, but that recording just would not upload. So right now, I am sitting here with four sleeping pugs, and if you hear loud snoring, it will be said pugs. It's so cute. It's one of the things that I love about the pugs. I have a history of not sleeping well in my lifetime and having trouble with nightmares. But when you sleep with pugs, they're like soft, cuddly, real-life teddy bears. And I go to sleep with them all snuggled around me and my hands in their soft fur, and you cannot help but go to sleep with a smile on your face when there is a chorus of puggery snores all around you. So now it is late afternoon and the puggeries are snoring around me now. Again, it's a beautiful day here on the coast of North Carolina. Spring is absolutely glorious here, and we pay for it in summer because we have ungodly heat all summer long, but this is a beautiful spring day. When I recorded earlier, I talked about something that I would like to share with you, and it's about being a woman that lives with bipolar disorder. And the reason that I want to talk about this is, and it's not easy for me to discuss, this isn't something I go chatting around about a lot, but I think that it's important to talk about because my goal with my work is to help other people. And whether you're bipolar or whether you have something else going on for you that makes it a little bit difficult to live in the world in the way that most other people around you seem to be living, it's nice, I think, not to feel so alone. So I started having some very difficult issues in childhood that I needn't go into here, but suffice it to say at 18 I had my first nervous breakdown and another one in my early 20s. And from 18 on, I was in therapy. And as the decades went along, I did have a lot of therapy. And I still am seeing a doctor mainly to have my medications regulated. So if you saw me on the street, you wouldn't know anything at all was going on with me. However, you wouldn't see me on the street because I'm also borderline agoraphobic. And I rarely leave my house. What that means as far as what I call borderline agoraphobic is that I can leave from time to time to do what I absolutely have to, like go to the doctor or get medication or the grocery store just around the street, the corner here. But what I have done for myself is to create a world that sustains me, where I find peace and I feel safe and comfortable, kind of a safe haven. But within that, I've created a world not only where I'm as happy as anyone can be, I believe, but where I can lead a very, very productive life. And even though I don't much leave the house except to garden and, you know, be outside with the dogs, I work hard all day long here, and I'm able to do that because I have created this world of gardens and animals. And so what I wanted to talk to people about, if you are a person who also has whatever going on for you in your life that makes you feel outside the norm, take heart. There are ways that you can find, and it took me a very long time to come to the place where I kind of had figured it all out and come to accept that this is my reality and it's not a bad one. I used to feel like I had to apologize or be something other than what I was, and now I am here, happy as a clam, surrounded by pugs and parrots and pastels and art supplies and getting ready to plant the garden, and we have the pugs getting a little woofy now. They're there now. It is a good life. It is a very good life that I have here, and I am thankful every single moment. So, yes, I am bipolar, but this is not something that is a problem for me now because it's maintained. The other thing that I would like to say, one of the people that I greatly admire is someone that I have come across fairly recently. His name is Michael Knobbs, and he has a wonderful website called sustainablycreative.com, and I love his podcasts. In fact, I joined his community so I could get daily podcasts in my email box, and what a delight and treat. You really need to look Michael up. But the thing that I like so much about Michael's work is that he has chronic fatigue syndrome and has learned how to create a world for himself with his art and his writing around a life where he needs a lot of rest, and his goal is to do one thing a day. And what that reminded me of, and I've often told people that for me, the way that I maintain well is by having very strict schedules and routines. And I often liken it to going up a ladder every day. And the days that I am able to just climb the ladder and move through all of my ordinary schedules and routines, those are really smooth running days. When things come up out of the ordinary and my schedules or routines are disrupted, as they will be, it's life, it's as though I missed a rung of the ladder, and it can cause slip sliding and the whole rest of the journey through the day to be difficult. So I do maintain very clear boundaries around myself, and I've had to learn too not to feel badly or apologetic about not being able to do what people want or expect me to do. For example, I get wonderful comments on my blog, and I read them, and I appreciate them, and I love them, and I don't always have the energy to answer all of them. I get a tremendous lot of email, and sometimes when I get up in the morning, there are hundreds of email there. Of course, a lot of them are junk, and I delete them right off. But I used to feel really badly if I couldn't answer people right away. And so talking like this, I hope, will let people know that I am here caring so very much and appreciating so very much things that people send to me. Notes and emails and cards and whatever. Love you dearly for it, and don't take offense if I don't answer or can't answer for a while. Again, I share this because I think so often in life we strive so hard to meet some kind of standard that other people would set for us that we can never find or experience enough ease within ourselves to live a productive life in the way that we would be able to if we learned to set some boundaries and create a life of our own making. And I was well into my 50s before I really came to peace with this, and I don't want you to have to wait that long. So I would just say to you, take a good look at your life and find the things that you are uncomfortable with or that make you feel badly, and see what you can eliminate, and make a list of all the things that make you feel good and try to incorporate those. And it's a give and a take, and a long way round to figuring those things out sometimes. But I did want to share that. So I am here then in my cottage with snoring sleeping pugs, and it will soon be there, D-I-N-N-E-R time. It's just like having little children. You have to spell things, because if they hear them, all of a sudden everybody will be up like a shot, barking their heads off, and I would really like to finish this podcast without losing it as well. I hope you all are happy and well wherever you are. I hope something wonderful has happened for you in your day, and if it hasn't yet, try to make sure something wonderful does before you go to bed tonight. Have a wonderful evening, and I will really look forward to seeing you tomorrow.